Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Seth Meyers joked about the name of the Omicron variant. He said, thankfully, scientists, being the cautious, measured people they are, have given it a totally benign and not at all terrifying name. The Omicron variant sounds like a paperback I read at my grandma's house because there was nothing else to do. And it's the last daily comedy news of the year. I am glad that I typed Pete Davidson into Google because, boy, did that fill up today's entertainment calendar. From People Magazine, Pete Davidson did not disappoint Miley Cyrus. Pete did indeed show up to rehearse for tonight's big New Year's Eve show on NBC with Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson. Miley took to social media and wrote, "He showed up." Emoji of a heart. Hashtag Miley's New Year's Eve party. Hashtag Pete Davidson. Earlier in the week, Pete was spotted driving Kim Kardashian's car in Los Angeles. But some are wondering why Pete doesn't appear in any of the social media posts about Kim Kardashian's family Christmas Eve party. However, Hollywood Life says that Kim Kardashian has introduced Pete Davidson to her four children. Hollywood Life's source says Pete met Kim's kids and she introduced him to them as mommy's friend. Kim thought it was really cute how he interacted with them, and he tried to make her kids laugh and smile, just as he does everyone that he meets. Page Six reports that Pete Davidson was spotted at a CVS on Christmas Eve. I was also at a CVS on Christmas Eve, and that's not a joke. But Pete Davidson, more famous than I am. He was at a CVS in Beverly Hills. He threw up a peace sign as photographers stalked him because he's Pete Davidson. Us Weekly says Kanye absolutely despises that Kim is dating Pete Davidson and is so jealous. Kanye wants to get back together with Kim and recently bought the house across the street from his ex in order to be closer to the family. Meanwhile, The Sun says Pete Davidson shaved off his blonde locks and has resurfaced in Miami after asking Kim Kardashian to ring in the new year with him. I told you I was glad I Googled Pete Davidson today. Kim is expected to be in attendance at tonight's big television show. An insider says, as New Year's comes closer, Pete has already asked for Kim to join him in Miami, and it's not out of the realm of possibility that they may appear together as the ball drops on the special. He's leaving it all in her hands. If she wants to join or not, the invite has been made. Pete is worried about the rising coronavirus cases, a source says. Something on the complete other side of the spectrum is that he really hopes that he doesn't catch COVID before New Year's. The final SNL being changed was one thing, but this would be a big disappointment as he has a lot planned for the special and he would like to make the show amazing in every year and a yearly event. It's produced by Lorne Michaels, Miley Cyrus, and Pete Davidson, NBC, tonight, 10:30 Eastern. It'll go to 12:30. It will include performances by a bunch of people. Johnny Mac has no idea who they are. Those people are Anita with two T's, Brandi Carlile, Green Day frontman Billy Joel Armstrong. I know who that is. Jack Harlow, Saweetie, 24K Gold N, Kitty Cash with a dollar sign where the S should be, and others. Yeah. Getting old here in the basement. And while I was Googling Pete Davidson, I came across this from BuzzFeed. It's a BuzzFeed quiz. Let's find out how your opinions on Pete Davidson versus food stack up to everyone else's. It says, let's find out how popular Pete Davidson really is. Okay, you ready? Why not? Question one, would you rather hang out with Pete Davidson or chow down on some chicken wings? I really like wings, but I think since I host this podcast, me hanging out with Pete Davidson would pay off in mega dividends. So, boy, I like wings, but I'm going to rather hang out with Pete Davidson. 45% of the BuzzFeed people said they would rather hang out with Pete Davidson. 55 would rather have wings. Next up, would you rather hang out with Pete Davidson or eat sushi? Oh, I didn't know I was going to get a second chance. Can I change my first answer? I'd rather have wings than hang out with Pete, but I'd rather hang out with Pete than have sushi. Not a big sushi guy. I understand if you are. I'm going to click on hang out with Pete Davidson. 39% would hang out with Pete Davidson. All right, next one. Would you rather hang out with Pete Davidson or dive into a bowl of mac and cheese? I never really liked mac and cheese. I like the mac. I don't like the cheese. I'll hang out with Pete Davidson. 37% picked hang out with Pete Davidson. 10,000 people voted for mac and cheese. Would you rather hang out with Pete Davidson or treat yourself to some chocolate-covered strawberries? I'm going to go with the strawberries this time. I just hung out with Pete Davidson three times in a row. I can't believe I'm doing a BuzzFeed quiz, but I'm having fun. 67% went with strawberries. All right, question five. Would you rather hang out with Pete Davidson, or wolf down some chicken tikka masala. This looks good and spicy. I do like spicy food. I'm gonna go with the masala. 57% picked it. Question 6. Would you rather hang out with Pete Davidson or have a pizza delivered from your favorite Italian restaurant? Now, is this Italian restaurant pizza or is it good pizzeria pizza? See, I'm a pizza snob. I'm worried that the restaurant's going to try too hard and the pizza's not really going to be that good. I'm going to hang out with Pete Davidson. Only 19% agree with me on hanging out with Pete Davidson. Number 7. Would you rather hang out with Pete Davidson or dip some crispy chicken tenders in your favorite sauce? No brainer to me. Chicken. 72% of the audience agree with me. How long is this thing? Number 8. Would you rather hang out with Pete Davidson or dig into some tasty tacos? Are they, say it with me, George Lopez tacos? Let's assume they are. For the purposes of the bit, I will pick George Lopez tacos, as did 80% of the audience. Number 9. Would you rather hang out with Pete Davidson or gobble down a perfectly cooked burger and fries? I like a good burger, but this burger looks just a little too fat to me. I'm going to hang out with Pete Davidson, and only 21% of the audience agreed with me. Hopefully, this is the final question. It appears that it is. Number 10. Would you rather hang out with Pete Davidson or grab an ice cream cone? Now, is that loaded language? Is BuzzFeed going all lawyer on me? It says grab an ice cream cone. Do I get to eat the ice cream in the ice cream cone? I'm going to assume BuzzFeed is cool like that and would let me eat the ice cream. And it's not a trick question where I just grab an ice cream cone and then I'm tortured and I want ice cream and I can't have it. 74% would rather grab an ice cream cone than hang out with Pete Davidson. Oh, did you want some actual content today? I got it for you. Jeff Dunham. He spoke to the Chicago Sun-Times. He said, New Year's Eve is the absolute worst night of the year to do a show. Like, the absolute worst. That said, he'll be at the Allstate Arena as part of his international Jeff Dunham Seriously tour. However, his show's going to start at 3 p.m. He doesn't want to deal with all you drunks. Jeff says, if people want to pregame at my show, that's fine. But they're not going to be completely obliterated by the time I hit the stage. It's a 3 o'clock start. People can come and have fun and see the show, and then they go out and party. Or they can come to the show and then go home. That's what I would do. The New Jersey Devils used to play 5 o'clock games on New Year's Eve. When my kids were young, we used to hit the Devils game, and they'd do fireworks at like 9 p.m., and then we'd come home, and I'd go to bed. I like a good sleep. Jeff Dunham has a new member of his cast. It is a character that goes by the name of Earl, U-R-L. Jeff says, basically, Earl is a younger guy living in his parents' basement and always stuck on his smartphone, probably hosts a comedy podcast. I was in college when I came up with Walter, but I had no clue that this guy was going to connect so well with people. Everybody knows somebody like him, or they are him, or they're married to him, or they work for him. And I think Earl is a little bit of that lightning in the bottle again. Jeff says, I would hate to be somebody brand new in comedy right now because it's tough out there. I have a great fan base and they know what I do. But yeah, I've had a change. I think it's caused comedians to have to think a little harder and be a little more creative and to tiptoe a little more carefully through the landmine. Political correctness and comedy are not good bedfellows. But as a comic, you're supposed to push the envelope a little bit. You're supposed to make people think a little bit. And so when we're talking about being politically correct, we've suddenly wiped away a whole lot of subjects or ways to approach them. Now, the Chicago Sun-Times goes out of their way to mention that at that point, Jeff Dunham paused for a moment before continuing, saying, everybody's well aware of the subjects and the subject matter and where you can go. And I think every good comedian, no matter what moment in time that you're living in, if you're good at your craft, you know how far you could push those boundaries. Push it just enough to make people laugh and just enough to offend maybe a couple of people in the audience, but that's about it. If you're offending 40% of the crowd, then clearly you don't know your audience or your craft. After the show, he's hopping on a plane to catch the family. He says, I have 6-year-old twin boys, and I have a feeling my wife and I will be doing what we do every weekend night that I'm home, and that's going to bed early. Amen, brother. From the Boston Globe, Tony V is doing 2 shows at Giggles. He's on a bill with Lenny Clark and Johnny Pizzi, and he says, I believe it's a necessity, and I think it's the right thing to do. I think if you can do it properly and safely, then it's a needed thing. He is speaking of comedy on New Year's Eve. Tony V says the telling is in if people show up. I know the last couple of weeks, some of the clubs have been on a little slower slide. Yeah, I didn't go to trivia this week. I just was like hanging out in a brewery, answer trivia questions. You're begging for COVID, so I'm just hanging out in the house. Tony V said, I don't know if it's because of the season or the worry about the variants. It's hard to predict what kind of audience any show might get. He says recent shows didn't feel all that weird, except at one point I found myself sitting in the wings with a mask on, you know, avoiding people. But once we got on stage, it was fine. Carolyn Plummer is playing an early show at the Doubletree Hotel in Andover. Yeah, not every comedy is Jeff Dunham in a big theater flying home on a plane. Carolyn Plummer plays the Doubletree Hotel in Andover. She says she's expecting good turnout. People are still ready to go out. And I think vaccinated people are like, well, I'm vaccinated, even though you could still get it. But they feel more comfortable going out because they have some sort of defense. Meanwhile, I have bad news for you if you were planning to see the Slutcracker at the Somerville Theater. That show shut down last week. I would like to thank you for listening every day. As I look at the numbers for December, December will probably wind up as the top listen to month ever for the podcast, edging out November of 2021. The year definitely up, and I really see the momentum on this thing growing. So I appreciate you all, and I hope you have a happy new year this weekend. Tomorrow, Saturdays in January. Yeah, tomorrow's January. Saturdays in January, I'm going to be doing a series about the 40th anniversary of Late Night with David Letterman. Late Night with David Letterman premiered February 1st, 1982. It is one of my favorite things ever, so I'm going to talk a lot about that show on Saturdays in January. On Sunday, it is the debut of Comedy Pub Quiz. I've been on a trivia kick, and I thought I would combine two things that I enjoy, and we'll give that a shot on Sunday and see how that goes. Would love your feedback. Tell me if it was a good idea, a bad idea. I suspect it's a good idea if I do it occasionally. But let me know. Instagram at Daily Comedy News, Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast group. Hey, it's your last day to vote in the Worldwide Comedy Awards. You can vote for all kinds of things, but specifically, you want to go in there and vote for Best Podcast. Ignore those other candidates. Those shows all suck. Vote for Daily Comedy News in the Worldwide Comedy Awards. You've only got a couple hours left. Go to worldwidecomedyawards.com/vote. Oh, speaking of the trivia guys, they are at Best Man Trivia. We are now like Insta friends, and they made a suggestion. They asked me if I watched Jimmy Carr's Big Fat Trivia of the Year. I was like, I have not. I will have to hunt on the interwebs for it. And they told me it's just on YouTube. Yeah, I didn't even have to, you know, do stuff like the way I'm going to watch Toast of Tinseltown. I just typed in Big Fat Trivia of the Year, and there it was. And Jimmy Carr was very funny. James Acaster's on the show. So thank you, Best Man Trivia, for that recommendation. From JustJared.com, your home for comedy news. Guess who was at Dave Chappelle's show? Andrew Garfield. Yeah, one of the Spider-Mans. Just Jared tells us that the Spider-Man stayed safe in a black face mask as he arrived at the private Dave Chappelle show on Tuesday night at the Peppermint Club in West Hollywood. Look at you, Dave Chappelle. Private show. Excuse me. And Rolling Stone did a lengthy profile on Rosebud Baker. It's a really good read. It was not behind the paywall. I suggest you check it out. I didn't know. She is the granddaughter of former Secretary of State James Baker. Did you know that? Rosebud told the story. She was 7 years old. She was at a White House dinner. And Rosebud said, I remember trying to congratulate the president for something and calling him by his first name. It was this big dinner, and I remember being like, George! I got a huge laugh. I found it so embarrassing. The feeling of getting a laugh without knowing why, I was like, this is humiliating. I never want to come back here. I've embarrassed myself. I don't belong here. Jim Norton is a fan of Rosebud Baker. He says about her, she's very dark. And I like darker comedians. I like people who are not afraid to tell a punchline that might make the audience sad while still being legitimately funny. Need an example? Her jokes frequently feature a sinister twist. She takes a premise that Jerry Seinfeld might have been comfortable with, say the moral superiority of dogs to cats, but in her version, she recounts how she had to euthanize her dog a year after putting down her cat, and she says, I would have snapped my cat's neck to save my dog, and if you're a cat person and think I'm a monster, just know I would have snapped your cat's neck to save my dog. And that is your comedy news for the year. Tomorrow, David Letterman's Sunday Comedy Pub Quiz. Monday is normal. Happy New Year!